Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I'm Achiri Adams, history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School and graduate student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill, celebrating its 60th anniversary. September 10, 1920, Boatman Steele's Jacket. On this day, September 10, 1920, the Barbados Agricultural Reporter reported that a boatman named Adolphus Knight, hailing from Greenfield, St. Michael, appeared before Acting Magistrate Lynch, accused of stealing a dark green tweed jacket, which was the property of Einar Bushy. He was charged by Charles Johnson of the American bark I.F. Chapman with stealing the jacket sometime in early August. Johnson and Bugey were fellow sailors. Mr. Johnson, the complainant, was represented by barrister at law, Mr. P. Grant Ellis, while Mr. Harcourt Corbin appeared on behalf of the defendant, Mr. Knight. At the initial hearing on the previous Tuesday, Mr. Knight chose to be dealt with summarily, pleaded not guilty to the charge, and was remanded into custody. In his testimony, Mr. Johnson stated that he was a sailor presently at anchor at Carlisle Bay. He then recounted that while he was on shore at the wharf last Monday night, he saw the defendant with Bougie's green jacket. He then proceeded to ask Mr. Knight what he was doing with the jacket. He responded that the jacket was his. He then reported the matter to two constables who were nearby. In his testimony, Mr. Bougie declared that he had worn the jacket on shore one night about a month ago while he went on a spree. He said that he had imbibed alcoholic beverages, but recalled that he went back to the ship with the jacket over his arm. He noticed that the jacket was missing the following morning and had not seen it again until Monday night in the police station. Mr. Knight elected to give evidence and swore that he had purchased the jacket 2 years ago while in Brazil, when he was an officer on the vessel Princess Royal. He then called Percy Watts, who had been a rigger on the same vessel, as a witness. Under questioning, Mr. Watts said that he had performed alterations on a dark green jacket for Mr. Knight. However, when asked by Mr. Ellis if the jacket produced in court was the jacket he had altered, he replied that it was not. Mr. Corbin, realizing his worship's intention to convict his client, pleaded for lenience and asked him to consider that the stolen jacket was recovered. On this day, September 10, 1920, readers of the Barbados Agricultural Reporter learned that Mr. Knight, a boatman, was convicted for stealing a sailor's jacket valued at £5. Acting Magistrate Lynch fined him £7, which was to be paid in 7 days, in default of which he would be imprisoned for 5 months.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.